Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. For this show, I've got music from Crysis and Primordia, two very different games, but both ones I enjoy. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. Okay, so the first game I'm going to play music from this show is Crysis. Now, it was kind of infamous game when it came out for being the game that would not run on your computer. Probably not the best thing to your reputation for your game out there, and unfortunately it may have affected sales, but regardless, I'll start off by playing just music from the games and talk a bit more about how that came along. But just when you're listening to this music, just imagine being a part of a military troop that's parachuting into this island in the Asian Ocean just late at night and hoping that a bunch of Korean troops don't shoot you. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. And I hope you enjoyed that one. That, of course, was from the video game Crysis, and it was called First Light. Crysis was developed by Crytek, Crytek Frankfurt specifically, which is the main Crytek headquarters, and the music there was by Einan Zur, who is an Israeli-American composer who's made music on a lot of video games, TV shows, and movies. In terms of movies, he's made stuff called, like, Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, and for the Irish angle, St. Patrick's The Irish Legend. And for TV, he's also gone back with the Irish theme with The Mystic Knights of Tiernan Og, which was like Power Rangers set in Celtic mythology. I actually kind of did enjoy that show. But he's also made music for a lot of video games, such as Dragon Age, Fallout, Siberia 2, Baldur's Gate 2, and Icewind Dale 2. So, you know, he's got music and all this sort of stuff. Okay, so, as I said, the game Crysis is made by Crytek, who also made the game Far Cry, using the engine called the Cry Engine. If you are seeing a pattern here, congratulations, you win at pattern recognition. They made the first Far Cry game, but the sequel, Far Cry 2, was done by a different studio and also didn't really have much to do with the first Far Cry game. In fact, Far Cry 2 was kind of set in Africa, whereas Far Cry was kind of set in very tropical environments. So Crysis, which also takes place in tropical environments and also on a vastly improved version of Far Cry, is kind of like a spiritual successor to Far Cry in a way. As I said, you are part of a group of Marines who are totally disregarding international treaties by invading enemy territory and trying to figure out what the deal is with all this weird stuff that's going on that happens to eventually involve stuff that comes known as alien tech. Basically, you're kind of, there's all this stuff involving an archaeological dig and, you know, a hostage who must be rescued, there's a scientist thing and everything. And when you're doing it, you shoot through a hectic ton of bad guys who are all shooting at you and you shoot back. Just a bit like the original Far Cry, it gives you some decision, some naturally occurring decision in how you approach a level. For instance, you see a village up ahead and it's got a lot of enemy troops. Do you A, hold back, try to take them one by one, gradually create an incursion, or do you B, get into a vehicle, ram it up at full ramp, drive straight into the vehicle, smash into things, and try to get out of it and get away before it explodes, although since you've left yourself hugely exposed, you'll probably be gunned down by enemy fire before you make 10 paces. Whichever option you do, it is nice to know that you have that option, and it is nice to know that you can go around trying to approach these levels how you can and continue on. Despite the fact it gives you some choice, it's still kind of a linear thing. You're kind of going from point A to point B, so it is very much like Far Cry in that respect. And as things go, you start to learn a little bit more about the honestly fairly generic plot and storyline that's going on involving aliens and other stuff. I may have spoiled the aliens for you, but I kind of knew in advance when I was playing the game, so yeah. The real tig, the real thing that most people remember about this game, and especially when it came out, is the fact that one of the developers said that the game that could run the computer that could run Crysis at full specifications has not been released yet. Now, like any good computer game, it actually had various different levels of graphics. By making it look worse, you could get it to run faster on your computer. So, like at most PC games, you've got to find the balance of having it look good enough so that you like it, but not too good, or else it might slow down your computer. Unless, of course, your computer was far, far powerful than the game's highest setting. With Crysis, they said, at its release, there was no computer that could run the game at the highest setting, which, to be honest, made a lot of people feel, okay, this isn't good, maybe we should like wait until more powerful computers come out to play it. Or maybe it didn't. I do know that when you make games that are hyper-powerful, it does limit the amount of computers that can run it and the people who want to play it, which is not the best. It did look really nice, though, for the time, especially all this volumetric lighting and lush tropical landscapes. But, possibly the comments, it didn't sell quite as well as they were hoping, and they blamed it on piracy, and then they ended up releasing Crysis 2 for the consoles, and, you know, making it not just a PC game. It's interesting how these things happen, but there's a lot of these sort of politics and business decisions that go on behind it, and unless you're really in a game studio, you can never really be sure what the right decision was, but ah well. So that was Crysis, and as you can see, it had nice music, it was very, it had a lot of different sequences to it, you shot through. You also had this suit that gave you a lot of special abilities, like running really, really fast, or going invisible, which is fun, because then you could sneak up on enemies. I think we can do with one other track from that game, in my opinion. Here's Guardians. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. what you just heard there was Guardian. As I said, it was from the video game Crysis. The music was composed by Inan Zur, and it was developed as a whole by Crytek Frankfurt. Now, on to another game. As we move from a game involving people enhanced by cybernetic suits to a game that's basically about robots. It is called Primordia. It was developed by Wajidai Games and Wormwood Studios, and it is a fun point-and-click adventure game set in a world of robots. You are Horatio. You've got a crash ship in the middle of a desert. That's kind of your home. You've been kind of repairing it for a while, and you're basically a tinker, when suddenly an evil power robot comes in and steals your power core. And given the fact that your power core is exactly what's keeping you going as well as the ship going, you realize you kind of really need that power core back. And so begins your odyssey, searching the desert for clues and which will eventually lead you to a great big city to try to find out where is your power core. And then you're also going to learn a little bit more history about the world itself. You see, Primordia is clever in that it is clearly a world of robots, and there's clearly a lot of stuff that's happened in the past. But it doesn't overly burden you with a whole load of backstory explanations. The game makes you curious about what's going on before it actually gives you a full explanation. And if you're really curious, you might be able to figure out a couple of things ahead of time. Because it's very clear that robots are there, but it's also clear that robots are the main civilization. What's also clear is that some robots are kind of crazy. There's crazy robots. And what's also interesting is that there's this whole religion going on called humanism, which is weird, which has basically this creation myth surrounding about how man created the robots to tend to the world and then left Earth, which is kind of paralleled with a lot of human religions. And it gets kind of weirder because it's like we know in this game, the humans actually existed because, you know, we kind of are the humans and the game is clearly set after our time. So the religion is kind of both right and kind of weird at the same time. So it's kind of interesting how these different robots, like who now are fully sentient and all have different personalities, very human-like personalities, many of them actually, are now looking back at our current, at what we see as the present. And there's some kind of fun stuff going on with, you know, a bit about, you know, religion and stuff. But aside from that, it's not all heavy stuff because it's also about a guy going on a quest, and he's got a cute little sidekick who's basically a floating lantern who flies around and is voiced by Abe Goldfarb. It's kind of funny about Abe Goldfarb because he also voices basically a ghost in the Blackwell series, which is also by Wajidai Games. So the fact he goes around playing from one role where he plays a person who can't touch anything to another role where he can't actually touch anything or at least hold anything since he doesn't have any arms, as he keeps telling us. It's kind of a little fun. I'm going to play music from this game now. And the music for Primordia was pretty good. It was composed by Nathaniel Chambers. So, have a listen, and here's the main theme of Primordia, simply called Primordia. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Thank you. And that was Primordia. It is from Primordia, which was developed by Wajidai Games and Wormwood Studios. I believe Wormwood Studios did a lot of the initial thing in development, and Wajidai helped publish and maybe finish up the development in it. And also, as I said, the music is from Nathaniel Chambers. So, as I said, I like Primordia. It's kind of it's an engaging story, and you move around, you meet a lot of colorful characters, and it's just, I really do like the atmosphere in it and the story as you go through and try to figure out what's going on. And it has some things to say about society and legal systems and basically what happens when no one really stands up for what they believe in or just constantly take the easy option without quite realizing what the consequence of their actions can be. It also shows, kind of like in a Lord of the Flies way, a bit about how a lot of robots kind of make their own society, but how in any group of society there are always those who feel that they're in charge, and exactly how things like that can go a bit wrong. Okay, I think we've got one other tune from that game to sign us off on. It is actually the end credits theme from the game, which makes it all very appropriate. And this one also has, it's music by Nathaniel Chambers, but also has singing by Kim Boeckbinder. And Kim Boeckbinder was known for being one of the earlier musicians who adopted like crowdfunding and direct internet fan support in her music. And it became kind of a beacon for artists to do it in the digital age, so... And here she's making a music for a very digital song, which I like. The song name is called Cycles. It's from Primordia by Wajidai Games and Wormwood Studios. And I think with that, I will sign off. So, this has been David Collins with BitNotes, bringing you great video game music. I hope you enjoy, and if you'd like to subscribe to us in whatever podcast service you like, just search for BitNote. And if you want to listen to past episodes, you can also check our website at bitnotefm.com. So... This has been David Collins. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy, and I leave you now with Cycles. All the best.
It doesn't matter if you don't know the way, you can still take a step. To stay still is to regret. If you know the way, then you can keep a map there in your mind, where you can always find your past. Ooh. 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 The future engineered so perfectly. Mistakes, the legacy of greatness. And in a world so loved, each precious thing crumbling now to rust, we write our names in dust. Tiny seeds, throw them to the sky. Grow a garden up on high. Round and round we go, the wheel of fate, the revolution.